from the University of Virginia's McHugh Center, home of the Wahoo Central podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is Connor Davis, one of the elder statesmen on the UVA football team. Connor, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You're about to head into your fifth and final training camp at Virginia. What do you remember about your first one back in 2010? Were you nervous?
I think I was definitely nervous, as you hear about training camp, but you don't really know what to expect. Two-a-days, you know, in high school you go home, you have, you know, pretty much the weekends off. There's not really film or anything like that. You don't really even work out, where it's the complete opposite here. You do everything.
Your team stays at the Cavalier Inn during camp. Do you know who you're going to be rooming with this year?
I don't. Usually I would know by now, but I have not asked, so that'll be a nice little surprise when I open the door.
Don't the coaches like to pair a young guy with an older guy when they can?
That's usually what happens, so I have a funny feeling I'll be with a younger kid.
What's it like just being kind of confined to a hotel like that for pretty much three solid weeks, I think?
I think the old-timers call it cabin fever.
Yeah.
It's, you know, every time I drive by it, even like in January, February, I kind of like try and look away from it. But yeah, you mean 3 weeks in that place is it's a home away from home. But when you're it's weird. You walk in, you're like, all right, camp started. Yeah. Like, that's like the pinnacle of it, because you cabin, and everyone knows it, cabin.
You had knee and shoulder operations after the 2012 season. Then you missed three games last year with an injury. How's your health this summer?
I feel really good right now. I mean, this off season, I've said I wasn't able to participate in winter workouts last year, so I was farther behind strength-wise, running-wise. So I was able to do it this year, get that back up to where it needs to be, go through spring ball. The coaches, and I was able to collaborate with them and talk to them, communicate if I needed like a rep off or anything like that, not to push it too hard. But I went through spring ball, and then the summer pushed it hard in the weight room and on the conditioning. So it's been good, and I'm really excited where I am right now physically.
The offensive line lost Morgan Moses and Luke Bianco to the NFL. Another starter, Jay Whitmire, is out indefinitely this summer with a back problem. Given that, do you understand why many people consider the O-line the biggest question mark on this team?
I mean, yeah, if you're, especially from an outsider's perspective, you lose, you know, Morgan and Luke. So those are two guys who started a lot of games, and then you have three guys come back, and then one of them goes out. So we have three open spots right now, and it's my job as the old guy to make sure people don't take that, you know, personally as an O-line unit. We don't need that negativity. We know where we need to be. We know how to practice, and we can't let last year, who left, not being there, affect how we play. We got to move on.
You've played both guard spots, and you came out of the spring listed as the starter on the left side. But at that point, Jay was still expected to be ready for the opener. Does his absence change anything for you in terms of where you line up?
No, I mean, I think going in right now, Coach Walker always says that we don't have a depth chart. We have an organizational chart. It's always good for people to know multiple positions. So with Jay out, I'll definitely learn more tackle stuff as long with other people. So the best thing an offensive lineman can be is be versatile and play multiple positions. So now that those guys are out, people need to make sure they hone in on their, you know, ability to other positions as well.
Have you played anything other than guard in a game?
Not in a game. I think I played left tackle my first fall here, my redshirt year. I won scout team player of the week 1 year. So I'm not saying anything, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
If my math is correct, there are 14 offensive linemen on scholarship in the program, and you and Cody Wallace are the only seniors among that group. Have you two taken on more of a leadership role this year? And if so, is that something that comes naturally to you?
Yeah, I mean, Cody and I definitely are leading everything that we have to do. We go out in drills in the summer, work on pass protection, run blocking, and just we've both played in a lot of games, so we try and teach people stuff when we're out there, who we block, why we block them, how to block them, give other people confidence. We talk about players that we've played against who are really good and how to go against them. So having that experience to lean back on. It helps us coach the younger kids. And it's just, you know, the seniors leave, next guys go up, and it's been here. That's happened ever since I've been here.
Obviously, if the offensive line is going to be as strong as everyone here hopes it will be, some of the underclassmen are going to have to step up this fall. It's possible that three guys who played as true freshmen last year could end up starting this season. Eric Smith, Eric Tetlow, and Sadiq, whose name last name I cannot pronounce. Which youngsters have impressed you?
I honestly think all three of them. I mean, Eric started a lot of games last year, so he has experience, and he has to know that he has experience, and he needs that confidence that he blocked a lot of good players last year, and now he's had a whole offseason underneath his belt. Eric Tetlow, you know, he's a big kid. He's done really well in the weight room and on the field running, and he's smart too, and so he's not just physically getting better, but he's mentally getting better. And then Sadiq, who's very athletic, played in games last year, who, you know, it's just a confidence thing. The young guys need to know that they were recruited here for a reason. They're playing the position they are for a reason. And if it's their time to step up, then they need to help out this team because the coaches and the team know that they can do it.
Your fellow offensive linemen here have included Morgan, Luke, Austin Pastore, and Ode Abushi, all of whom are now in the NFL. What have you learned from playing with those guys?
Just the preparation that goes into playing on Saturdays, the film study, the taking practice as seriously as possible, every drill, the tenacity that you need to play with on Saturdays, confidence, and just the way they handle themselves throughout, you know, they've transitioned from first year to fifth year. And I was able to room with Luke on every away game and home game this past year, so I know how he acted, and just the love of the game, that's what can carry you a long way, that passion.
Your first season here was also Mike London's first as the head coach at UVA. What's it been like kind of having your career coincide with his here?
It's been awesome. I'm glad I was able to play for him for all my 5 years here. I was recruited by Coach Groh, but Coach London got the job, and I had a feeling he was going to get it, and he got it. So he was the coach I wanted to play for. I didn't want to have to go to a school where I was going to have multiple head coaches. So that was very beneficial. And just people say that their coach is a player's coach, and I don't know if they mean it or not, but I can say with 100% that Coach London's a player's coach. He genuinely cares about who you are in the classroom, the community, on the field, and he'll do anything for any of his players. And the passion he brings to this organization is just amazing.
My sources in the football office tell me you're a big pro wrestling fan, or at least you wear a lot of pro wrestling T-shirts when you work out. You're a big guy. Is that a career option for you down the road?
I don't even really know right now. You know, I don't think I can make a funny nickname. I have a Stone Cold Steve Austin T-shirt I wear a lot. I'm in grad school right now. One of my fellow grad students, this girl, asked me what my shirt meant, and I was kind of embarrassed to explain it. I was like, oh, it's a WWE wrestling T-shirt. And they were kind of just like, oh, that's nice.
You're from Deep Run High School, which is one of the newer high schools in the Richmond area, but it's already sent a number of football players to UVA, starting with Sean Gottschalk, and then Matt Snyder, Jake Snyder, Billy Scrobats, and now you and Jake Babcock. What's it been like to see so many familiar faces here on a day-to-day basis?
It's awesome. And I grew up a UVA fan. I knew I wanted to play here my whole life. So when Matt Snyder first came here, because I knew him from high school, I was able to talk to him about the program. And then when Jake Snyder was being recruited, that helped me out get looked at by Virginia. Then when him and Billy came up here, it just, like, the floodgates opened, and I had unlimited access to the program. Asked some questions about school, football, weight room. So it was an easy transition from high school to college, knowing that I had all three of those guys there for me. And it's cool knowing that there's younger guys, too, that are coming up from Deep Run, keeping that pipeline going.
You know, as you mentioned, long before you enrolled here, you were coming to football games at Scott Stadium. What got you started as a UVA fan? Did your parents have season tickets? Or?
So I don't even know when it happened. I was a kid. I just became a UVA fan. You know, when you're a kid, you don't know why you choose things. Yeah. I just became a UVA football fan. It stuck with me. I don't remember my first game, but I remember exactly where I used to sit on the hill. I know where I used to sit in the stadium. We've had season tickets in the past. Friends had season tickets I'd come up to. And, I mean, I followed, you know, the games, the players. I still follow a lot of the players. I watch the NFL. The 2007 Gator Bowl year, I think I went to every home game, and I went to, down to Jacksonville, and that was a special year.
That's impressive.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, watching Chris Long that year was – he's probably my all-time favorite player. And it's weird because I see him around the McHugh Center, and I like
– You're not in awe of him, are you?
I'm not going to go to him and ask for an autograph, but I'll see him walk around and be like, there's Chris Long right there.
you have your bachelor's degree in anthropology, I believe. Mm-hmm. So you'll be competing as a graduate student this fall. What graduate program are you in, and will you stay here the entire school year or just the first semester?
So, yeah, I'm the grad program just in the Curry School of Education, and it's cool because it's athletic administration, which is something I'm interested in, and that'll be a one-year program. So once the season's over, I'll still be here in the spring. They can't get rid of me quite yet.
You living with any teammates this year?
So, yeah, I live with Cody Wallace and Michael Mooney, and we live in a house, and 2 years before that was Cody Wallace and Adam Kaplan, so I've always lived with football guys.
What do you see yourself – you mentioned the graduate program. What do you see yourself doing when football's over?
I would love to stay in sports somehow. I don't think I'm going to be coaching. I don't know if football's in my future. We'll see what happens, but I just want to do something with sports. I've been doing it my whole life, and it's just something I have passion for no matter what it is. So I'm just going to be – living life to the fullest.
In the preseason media poll, UVA was picked to finish last in the ACC's Coastal Division. Given the way last season went, that wasn't really a big surprise, but I'm sure the players don't like to hear those kind of predictions. Does that fuel the team in the weight room? Is it motivation to get out there when it's hot and uncomfortable and work?
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to know that other people pick them to be last. But, you know, those same people don't see what happens behind closed doors. They don't see what's going on in the weight room. They don't see what's going on during conditioning. They don't see us going out doing drills. They don't see any of that. And last year was last year. Other teams in the country lost players just like we did. We're now an older team, so we have that experience. And I can honestly say that people around here are sick and tired of losing, and that's what is our motivating drive.
Your sense that the team obviously has more talent than maybe people give it credit for, better prospects?
Yeah. I mean, the recruiting here has been fantastic since I've been here. Coach London bringing really good recruits. So having that, you know, pipeline, it's helping us out. It's causing younger players having to step up early because they're brought in for a reason. And when you look around, you got guys, you know, Anthony Harris, you have Eli, you know, Darius Jennings, now Andrew Brown's coming in. I've went against him a few times in the spring, and I think he's going to be a very good football player, not just in his career, but this year as a freshman. And we've played, you know, we've been the lowest of lows the 5th years, and we've been, you know, at the high marks with the Chick-fil-A Bowl. So we know what needs to change and what needs to happen.
Who's the toughest guy on defense you've gone against kind of regularly here?
Throughout my career, I went against Brent Urban a lot. When we were doing one-on-ones, we would always go against each other. Now that he's gone, I went against David Dean a lot. Andrew Brown went out of spring early, so I didn't really get a good feel for that. But I've gone against Eli a lot. He's very fast and quick. So it's just good having those players going against them every single day in practice, as it makes the games that much easier. And that's what you want. You want practice to be as hard as it can be, so the games aren't as, you know, they're easier, essentially.
One final question. With Morgan Moses gone, do you now have the most impressive beard on the team?
I think right now I probably do. Grayson grew his out for a few weeks. That was pretty impressive. Not an overall impressive beard, but impressive for Grayson. Zach Swanson can grow a good one. Swanson can grow, but he kind of cheats because he'll shave half his face and let other parts catch up to it. Where I'm just straight, you know, let it happen. So, you know, camp, I won't even touch a razor. So we'll see what happens during the season. I'm excited.
All right, Connor, thanks again for your time, and best of luck this fall.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
A note for UVA football fans. The team's first three practices are open to the public next week. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, practice will start at 7:15 and run for about 2 hours. If you've never attended a practice, they're held on the fields behind University Hall and the McHugh Center. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.